fight the good fight every moment. It's your only way, guys. Right down to the last breath. Yeah, welcome back to Truth Hurts Radio. It's your host, Charles Giuliani, here on the Republic Broadcasting Network, republicbroadcasting.org. We're going to pick up today with, I guess you could call it part two of yesterday's rant. Talked about the Federal Reserve yesterday, and it's not good enough just to expose the Federal Reserve without exposing the income tax, because the two work hand in hand. Can't have one without the other. The Federal Reserve allowed the international banksters to hijack our economy, but it wouldn't have been any good if they didn't have the federal income tax, whereby to pick our pockets to pay back the debts that they create through loans to the government. So this is the natural extension of yesterday's discussion. We'll talk about what a fraud it is, guys. The income tax is a complete and totally illegal money extortion fraud. What a racket they've got going, and they've had it going for a long time. And this is why Ron Paul wants to shut it down, guys, because he knows what a fraud it is. He's talked about this for decades, and this is why he's not getting attention by the media, primarily, because he's exposing the Federal Reserve and the income tax, the two biggest criminal enterprises that they have created, the two biggest frauds, the biggest pieces of the globalist puzzle that they have created, which has enabled them to get away with all their other trail of crimes. We wouldn't have been suckered into all these wars that we've been fighting since World War II. We wouldn't have had the Cold War. We wouldn't have had this war on terror, 9/11, and all these other fiascos, because they have an unlimited budget, which has given them the ability to, dip their hands deep in our pockets to fund these escapades. If you removed the Federal Reserve along with the accompanying income tax, that would be the end of the New World Order right there. Absolutely the end of it. Anyway, before getting into that, let me go over a few quick announcements here. A longtime sponsor of RBN, guys, Herbal Healer Academy, is providing a free catalog to all RBN listeners, as well as a free online newsletter. Herbal Healer Academy provides natural supplements, correspondence courses, informative newsletters, of course, and information on ongoing research on natural health. So this is an excellent resource for information, as well as actual herbal products. So visit Herbal Health Academy today. Go to www.herbalhealer.com. Again, that's www.herbalhealer.com. Herbal Healer Academy has a huge variety of natural products and many different specials. So once again, guys, www.herbalhealer.com. And let them know that you're an RBN listener, and you can get those free products, the catalog and the newsletter. Anyway, guys, my books, Piercing the Fog of 9/11, The New World Disorder, An Alternative View of the Distant Past, along with several of my alternative religious books that I wrote back as a theology major, which, of course, ultimately got me fired. You tell the truth in any field today, and you're going to get fired. Those are available at lulu.com. That's L-U-L-U.com. You can find them just by typing my name in, Charles Giuliani, G-I-U-L-I-A-N-I. If there's any titles that you see, because of the screwed-up economy we have, you don't have the extra few bucks to order them, let me know what titles specifically you're interested in. Email me at truthhurtsradio@aol.com, Hurts being spelled H-E-R-T-Z. Let me know what titles you want. I can just send them to you guys. All right, short break. Stick with us, guys. Be right back.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
Okay, guys. Welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. We're going to get into our discussion here on the federal income tax. In 1912, Colonel Edward Mandelhouse, I've mentioned this on a few previous shows, never went into a lot of detail on it, though. This is very interesting. Edward Mandelhouse was Woodrow Wilson's globalist-appointed chief advisor. He wasn't a colonel. It was just an honorary title. He was actually a little Wall Street errand boy. He was the goer between Wall Street and Washington. But he wrote a book in 1912, a year before Wilson was even in office. He was elected later that year, but, you know, he didn't actually enter the Oval Office till 1913. And he had written this book with, you know, almost prophetic vision. In fact, you would almost swear the man was a prophet, except that he was just writing what he knew was going to happen. He was forecasting, under the guise of a novel, exactly what would play out in the coming years. His novel portrayed Senator Selwyn, which of course represented his own self, who acted as, you know, this middleman between Wall Street and the White House. Selwyn manipulated James Rockland, representing Wilson, who he guided along the road to the presidency on behalf of a powerful financier, John Thor, which of course represented Jacob Schiff, a very close friend of his. He was the one who was calling the shots to House, going back and forth to the White House. As a matter of fact, in the book, his character petitions the character representing Wilson to come visit him at his Mandel House. Oh, give me a break. he later admitted, by the way, how this book actually did portray the, you know, what later became a reality. He admitted that it was based on real events that he knew were going to be playing out. He admitted that later in the 1920s. He relates in this book how Rockland, once elected as president, was manipulated to bring about, quote, socialism as dreamed of by Karl Marx, and that this involved the creation of a central bank and a graduating income tax. This was all according to plan. Perhaps not so surprisingly, Wilson once said of House, "Mr. House is my second personality. He is my independent self. His thoughts and mine are one." His second personality. Yeah, sounds a little schizophrenic to me. And that's pretty much all we've gotten in the Oval Office for decades on end now. But imagine that. He said, you know, his thoughts are mine. And, well, yeah, they are. He controlled everything he did, everything he said. Anyway, G. Coleman Andrews, former commissioner of the IRS, said in 1956, quote, "I don't like the income tax. It's written into the Communist Manifesto." Well, here's somebody who understood the true nature of the income tax. He said, "Maybe we ought to see that every person who gets a tax return receives a copy of the Communist Manifesto with it so that he can see what's happening to him." That was from U.S. News and World Report, by the way, May 25th, 1956 edition. Boy, they wouldn't carry anything like that today. But notice, this was a former commissioner of the IRS. After leaving the agency, he was disgusted with what he saw going on, and he finally realized what it actually was, what was actually taking place, the communization of America, that, you know, the income tax is actually right from the Communist Manifesto. It is, guys. Look at it. Strong central bank, a graduating income tax. Here you go. To make better sense of the income tax, it would serve well to talk about several different fallacies that have circulated for years and still continue to circulate, and to debunk them. One is that the 16th Amendment to the United States Constitution, the so-called Income Tax Amendment, actually authorized the income tax. This is what is commonly cited when, you know, the income tax is questioned, when its legitimacy is brought into question. The 16th Amendment is usually cited as the justification, the legal justification. But is it? Does the 16th Amendment give power to the federal government to seize one-third of your paycheck every week? The Supreme Court ruled, guys, in 1916 in Stanton versus Baltic Mining, a case which, by the way, has never been overturned, that the 16th Amendment confers, quote, no new powers of taxation. Well, there you go. Nothing was changed. Nothing new was introduced by the 16th Amendment. So how could it possibly authorize the income tax when the Supreme Court itself affirms that it didn't do that? It didn't give any new powers of taxation. So how were they suddenly able to take your income every week? It didn't change a thing, according to the Supreme Court. That ruling has never been overturned. In another Supreme Court case, Brushaber versus Union Pacific in 1915, it was ruled that, quote, the 16th Amendment is correctly interpreted, is limited to indirect taxes, and for that reason is constitutional. In other words, it's only constitutional when it's used to enforce indirect taxes. So it, again, A, it didn't change anything. Basically, it doesn't serve any legal function. The only reason they created it, guys, was to give the illusion that it created new powers. But the Supreme Court admits it didn't change anything, and that all it does is reaffirm what already Congress had power to do, was to impose an indirect tax. But the income tax is a direct tax. It doesn't have authority to impose an indirect tax. Did you catch that? The 16th Amendment, guys, only allows for indirect taxes. For example, you know, taxes on purchases. But it has nothing to do with taxation of wages of a resident citizen, which is, again, a direct tax, which is, according to the Supreme Court, unconstitutional. Imagine that. The highest court in the land ruled that the 16th Amendment changed absolutely nothing. Why? Because it couldn't, since Article 1, Section 2, Clause 3, and Article 1, Section 9, Clause 4 of the Constitution entirely forbid Congress from directly taxing U.S. citizens. Article 4 of the Constitution presents yet another problem for the 16th Amendment, being used to justify the income tax. Notice what former IRS Commissioner T. Coleman Andrews, again, we quoted from him a moment ago, listen to what he said on this matter. It, the 16th Amendment, has robbed you and me, in the way that, you know, it's been construed and enforced, of the guarantee of privacy and the respect for our property that was given to us in Article 4 of the Bill of Rights. This invasion is absolute and complete as far as the amount of tax that can be assessed is concerned. Please remember that under the 16th Amendment, again, in the way that it has been construed and enforced, Congress can take 100% of our income anytime it wants. This is outright confiscation and cannot be defended on any other grounds. The income tax is fulfilling the Marxist prophecy that the surest way to destroy a capitalist society is by steeply graduated taxes on income and heavy levies on the estates of people when they die. The end of property rights, which is, of course, what we also have in this country today. So there you go, guys. Let me repeat. This was a former IRS commissioner, T. Coleman Andrews, who said this. And he's absolutely correct. It's total communism, folks. Again, I marvel that people can still fall for the hellaciously erroneous dictum that we live in a free country. We have a, quote, democracy, yeah, whatever that means. But that people can buy into this. You're not in a free country, folks. When a government illegally picks your pocket every flipping week before you even get your check, it's already been picked. It's already been picked over before it's even put in your hands. Can any law or amendment that contradicts the already existing Constitution, or that is construed and enforced in such a way that it contradicts the Constitution, possibly be considered legally binding? To find the answer to this question, note the following. These are all Supreme Court rulings. All laws which are repugnant to the Constitution, says the Supreme Court, are null and void. That was from Marbury versus Madison. Here's another Supreme Court ruling. Where rights secured by the Constitution are involved, there can be no rule making or legislation which would abrogate them. Miranda versus Arizona. Here's another one. An unconstitutional act is not law. It confers no rights. It imposes no duties. Affords no protection. It creates no office. It is in legal contemplation as inoperative as though it had never been passed. Norton versus Shelby County. That, of course, also applies to the Patriot Act, the Homeland Security Act, the John Warner Defense Authorization Act, the Military Commissions Act, and the upcoming SB 1959, and a whole lot of other fraudulent pieces of legislation that have come down the pike over the decades. Stick with us, guys. We'll be right back. Lose the love I knew, could safely lead me through.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com. Or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091. And make sure to tell them you heard about us on the Republic Broadcasting Network.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
The Berkeylite's unique design combines the age-old process of microporous filtration coupled with modern state-of-the-art technology and the highest quality materials, bringing you the finest water filter available anywhere. The revolutionary Berkeylite, with its exclusive black Berkey filter elements, remove pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels. Harmful or unwanted chemicals are reduced to below detectable levels. And it reduces nitrates and unhealthy minerals like lead and mercury while leaving the nutritional minerals your body needs. Made of durable Lexan, the material used in making bulletproof glass, the system is durable, rugged, and yet attractive. The Berkeylite is transparent, so there is no guesswork when refilling the system. The water level is always visible. The rechargeable LED lighting system is beautiful as a nightlight and as necessary in emergency situations. Get the Berkeylite, the transparent water filter, for only $259.
Call today, 877-605-9200. That's 877-605-9200.
Okay, guys, welcome back to Two Thirds Radio. Your host, Charles Giuliani, we've got a caller here. I'm going to go to him in just a second. I just want to read one more statement along that line from the Supreme Court. This one comes from, let's see, 16 Amjur, well, that's an abbreviation. Second section 77, late second section 256. It says, no one is bound to obey an unconstitutional law, and no courts are bound to enforce it. So there you go. We have what? One, two, three, four different Supreme Court rulings stating emphatically that no law that overrides the Constitution, you know, starting from 1803, continuing right up into the 20th century, no law that, overrides the Constitution is legal and need be obeyed. They're all null and void. So there you go. That would include, of course, not only the crap that's been passed since 9/11, Gluteus Maximus's little power grab there. He's not the legitimate president in the first place, so nothing he even says or does is, you know, is legitimate on that basis. But especially since the are totally unconstitutional. They're null and void, guys. Null and void. So what we've got is a criminal regime that shows no recognition to law. They invent it as they go along to suit their interests. I mean, this is so disgusting. What is the difference between this and Maoist China or Stalinist Russia? And you know what? I guess I'm breaking up. Gee, I wonder why that is. Anyway, We got Dawn in Oregon. I guess I'm not breaking up now. This is crazy. And I just logged off. I was on Pal Talk. Sorry to my Pal Talk listeners, but I was assuming that that was the cause of the problem. Apparently not. It must be my buddies over at the NSA. Anyway, let's go to Don in Oregon. Welcome to the show, Don.
You there, Charlie?
Yeah.
Okay, just checking. Not to change the subject matter a little bit, but going back to your friend Colonel Edward Mandel House, were you were you aware of the fact that Comrade House was also responsible for that little stroll through the park with Herr Wilson, informing him of just exactly how the Social Security system would be manipulated into place?
Oh, yeah. Well, he was an advisor later to FDR, too. He carried on.
I'm talking about, this was in 1913. Well, 1914, actually, I believe. It was 1914.
Sure. But, I mean,
at any rate,
there.
Somewhere around there.
He was there to see to it. Yeah.
He had, you know, taken a walk, like many that he did, and that's where he imparted his indoctrination to Wilson at. That was one
wisdom.
Of his techniques.
Sure.
And he specifically laid out the whole Social Security system, which is, you know, I studied a little bit about that. In fact, I think that he was probably the realistic manifestation of the creature from Jekyll Island. You know, I think that was his sole purpose, but either that, or he was reincarnated as Maurice Strong, one of the two.
Yeah.
At any rate, also,
he played a big role in this. This is why Wilson died a broken man. He basically spent the last year or two in seclusion. He was very depressed. He got very sick. And he said before he died on his deathbed, in fact, that, you know, I have unwittingly sold out my country.
Yeah. He was probably the last, you know, that had any
conscience.
No, not conscience, but any real power to change things and turn things around, yet he didn't do anything about it. I mean, he really did. He was aware of his culpability in the malfeasance that he was committing, but he did not do anything to change it. He went along with it.
And well, he was bought and paid for.
Pardon me?
He was bought and paid for from the start.
Certainly,
I mean, his whole election,
as they all are. They all have the ability.
Right, but I mean, it really began with him. He was the first major globalist candidate.
Right. Exactly.
Yeah.
And one other little brief thing relative to the America's Jurisprudence citing that you just AMJUR that you just stated. Were you aware of the fact, to the best of my knowledge, that most, if not all, of that dicta has been removed from the law libraries and all the correctional facilities around the United States?
Oh, I'm sure. I wouldn't be surprised. It doesn't change the fact that those declarations were made.
Well, it's one of the many documents that could be used in a, quote, common law presentation, shall we say, end quote, to, you know, a viable court, and they won't allow them to have that or access to that. Anyway, that was just a little thing that popped up in my mind. I'll let you go, and thank you for your time.
Okay, thanks a lot, man.
Yep.
Yeah, they do this, guys. You know, it's like you go to a website and find an interesting article, and you go back 2 weeks later, and it's gone. Whenever there's an important article, you better save it, because they take them down all the... You know, look at Fox. They removed that four-part series on... you know, Kyle Cameron's Israeli spy ring thing there. You can still get it. A lot of people, you know, recorded it, and it's all over the Internet now. But, you know, Fox News itself took it down. As far as they're concerned, it's non-existent. It never happened. Unbelievable. Anyway, moving on here. The 16th Amendment, once again, does not give the IRS any legally binding authority to seize one-third of each U.S. citizen's paycheck from week to week. So why, you may ask, was the 16th Amendment even written in the first place? Again, simply to create the illusion that it gave them such power. And we'll talk about that some more when we get back. Stick with us, guys.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Are you new to freeze-dried foods? These fine, easily storable foods were first developed for the U.S. space program. Today, the U.S. military and the U.S. submarine service enjoy using these products extensively. Freeze-dried foods typically maintain their high nutritional value in excess of 30 years. Why store emergency food? Keeping food on hand for emergencies protects you the same way as does insurance on your home or car. With Freeze-Dry Guy freeze-dried foods in your food reserve, you can be ready for just about any unexpected crisis. In today's turbulent times of uncertainty, global crisis, world market collapse, stock market volatility, increased frequency of natural and man-made disasters, there has never been a better time to get a survival insurance policy. Take the necessary steps to protect your family in these uncertain times. Visit freezedryguy.com or call 866-404-FOOD, 866-404-3663. We pay the freight within the lower 48 states.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, "What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world?" Jesus answered them, "You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars, for nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places." People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs. It discusses America and Prophecy, the Antichrist, Tyrants and Wars, Secret Societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials. Packet F, 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715. Or mail P.O. Box 771, Athens, Tennessee, 37371.
Come on, Bill. 2 weeks ago, you were riding a bicycle.
For some time now, you've listened to our corny DidYouRobBillGates.com ads. So let's get serious for a moment. DidYouRobBillGates.com can really show you how to make money with your own home-based business and will give you the ability to quit your job, pay off debt, or how about buying some silver and gold for the future or retirement? What about just being around more for your family? DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how to increase your cash flow so you can get the things in life you want. What if all it took was answering the phone? Could you do that? When the cash flow increases, it's amazing what you can do. It's about independence and freedom. DidYouRobBillGates.com can show you how. Don't wait any longer. Go to DidYouRobBillGates.com. That's DidYouRobBillGates.com.
Hey guys, back to Two Thirds Radio. Before the break, we're talking about this 16th Amendment being created simply to conjure up the illusion that new powers were given to Congress to tax our wages. And that's all it was. It's an illusion. The IRS heavily depends on illusions, guys, to propagate this little game they're playing. You know, just look at the IRS code, for example. You know, its mere size alone is intended to intimidate people. Most people look at it and throw their arms up in despair, figuring, oh, I'll never figure that out. Look how long it is. As a matter of fact, most IRS agents don't understand it. It's not designed to be understood. It's just designed to confuse and overwhelm. There are IRS agents who specialize just in certain sections of the code and know virtually nothing about another section. If you want to know something about, you know, another section, you got to, they'll refer you to another agent. And then another section, they'll refer you to another agent. And that's common because certain sections will say, you know, refer to, for more information, section B, And then they'll say, oh, refer to section 27A. You know, so you're bounced all over the place from one agent to another. And none of them really realize, because it's, you know, this compartmentalization thing, none of them realize that the section that they specialize in is totally contrary to six other sections, and those six other sections contradict other sections. I mean, the whole thing is just one big massive wad of confusion. It is done deliberately so that they can make the code say anything they want at any given time, and you're just too overwhelmed to question it or to know otherwise because, again, the thing is so big. you wouldn't be able to read it in 6 months. And by then, they'll probably already have you in jail if you don't comply with whatever demands they want to place on you. It's a scam, folks. It's a complete scam. Did you ever hear of the void for vagueness clause? That laws, if they're vague and aren't, you know, can't clearly be understood, you're not obliged to abide by them. And that nothing could be more true in that regard than the IRS code. Yet all the while that the IRS plays such manipulative word games, many of its own publications ironically state that it operates under a system of voluntary compliance. For example, former IRS Commissioner Mortimer Chaplin stated in the 1975 Internal Revenue Manual, quote, our tax system is based on individual self-assessment and voluntary compliance. Self-assessment and voluntary compliance. Boy, that sounds so friendly, doesn't it? Voluntary. You just volunteer. If you don't want to volunteer, you don't have to worry about it. That's the implication they give, and that's supposed to be how it is. You don't have to comply with this. It is voluntary. But you just try unvolunteering yourself and see what's going to happen. You do have the law on your side. You can get out of it. Many have. But that doesn't mean that the harassment stops. In fact, it increases. Everybody who's ever gotten out of the tax system, if you know any of these people, they don't have a peaceful life, folks. And that's what's most tragic about it. And that's what scares many others away from wanting to take action against this fraud. Because they do harass you. They'll try every trick in the book to try to coerce you through fear to get you to comply when they know all the while that the thing's a fraud. Again, though this is indeed an ironic admission that it's a voluntary compliance system, the IRS, in fact, has to say this because, again, it knows that it has no authority to take money away from your paycheck every week. But it sure has the system rigged, doesn't it? Through the automatic withdrawal system they've created to make sure that you comply voluntarily. Imagine that. It's just unbelievable. They admit voluntary compliance, yet you can't get a job unless you sign your little tax forms and allow them to take it out before you ever get your check. They take it out. How can, you know, voluntary compliance when they take it out before you get it? If it was voluntary compliance, you would get your whole check. And then if you were stupid enough to support this fascist system, you would make out your little check and send it in at the end of every week. But no, to make sure that you mandatorily comply with this voluntary compliance system, they take it out of your check ahead of time. I mean, what a scam! It's extortion, folks. It's theft. This is your money. You worked for it. Your hard-earned cash. And they take it from you before you even get it. Oh, it is indeed true. There's no greater slavery than those who falsely believe themselves to be free. Notice what the Supreme Court declared in 1875. Yes, back in the good old days before we had a fraudulent income tax. In the case of Savings and Loan Association versus Topeka. This is what the Supreme Court declared. To lay with one hand the power of the government on the property of the citizen, and with the other, to bestow it upon favored individuals to aid private enterprises and build up private fortunes, such as what the IRS does today, of course, for the Federal Reserve, is nonetheless a robbery because it is done under the forms of law and is called taxation. It's exactly what they do, guys. They take money from you and give it to private enterprises to increase their profits. It is truly because of our ignorance and apathy, guys, to a large extent, that the government is able to get away with this tax fraud against us, and so many other frauds, of course, for that matter. But with this thought in mind, notice what the U.S. Supreme Court stated in the case of United States versus Minker. Quote, because of what appears to be a lawful command on the surface, many citizens, because of their respect for what appears to be law, are cunningly coerced into waiving their rights due to ignorance. And that's just what you do. You waive your rights due to ignorance. You think you're voluntary, voluntarily complying with something when in reality it's set up to steal it from you, whether you like it or not. And then, if you try to take action to keep that money that is rightfully yours that you worked hard for, they will come after you with the Gestapo. And it doesn't matter that they don't have the law on their side. They have the guns on their side. Now you're getting the reason, one of the reasons why they want to take your guns away, folks, because I know people are waking up to frauds like this, and they don't want you to have guns in your hand to defend yourselves against their tyranny. That's all there is to it. In 1969, former Senator Henry Bellmann made this astonishing statement. In a recent conversation with an official at the Internal Revenue Service, I was amazed when he told me, quote, if the taxpayers of this country ever discover that the IRS operates on 90% bluff, the entire system will collapse. Well, let me tell you, they operate on more than 90% bluff. It's all bluff, guys, 101%. By the way, my apologies for my voice. I still got that cold or whatever it is lingering. Not a full-blown cold, but whatever it is, it's doing a number on my throat. Thank heavens it's not settled in my chest. I hope not. It usually doesn't. You know, I just get a little bit of a sniffle, dry cough, dry sneeze. It's just, you know, probably do this the rest of the week. But, you know, perhaps an even bigger factor, guys, that has enabled the government to pull off this income tax hoax has been our fear, as the next two quotes will confirm. Santo Presti, another former IRS official, in fact, he was, he was a Treasury agent, come to think of it. Here's what he had to say. Fear is the key element for the IRS in achieving its mission. Without fear, the IRS would have a difficult time maintaining our so-called system of voluntary compliance. Without fear, they would have a difficult time maintaining voluntary compliance. Former IRS District Chief David Patno had this to say, more tax is collected by fear and intimidation than by law. People are afraid of the IRS. And you know what they say, guys? When people fear their government, there's tyranny. It's only when a government fears its people that there's peace, that there's liberty. Well, the government isn't afraid of us today, unfortunately. They've managed to outbully us with their words, with their little SWAT teams, you know, their phony war on drugs, their little tasers. And if we don't turn things around fast, it is going to be hell on earth. For those of you that are biblically inclined, very interesting statements are made both in the book of Daniel and in the book of Matthew. In fact, in the book of Matthew, Christ is quoting from the book of Daniel, where he says, you know, a time of trouble will come in the end, quote unquote, such as never has been seen since there was a nation. And I do believe that is the time we are now headed for, a time of trouble such as never has been seen since there was a nation. So when you look back at all the horrific periods that man has faced in history, according to that passage, or both of those passages, one quoting from the other, we are headed for a time worse than anything that we can read about in any of our history books. That ought to make your hair stand on end. But once again, if we don't wake up and put a stop to this, guys, as bad as things are now, this is nothing. They're just getting warmed up. It's going to get a lot worse. I hope America wakes up in time to put a stop to this, because if not, guys, it's going to get real, real ugly. This is the price we pay for allowing these scoundrels to get away with their criminal activities for so long and not stopping it. Because when you don't stop tyranny in its early stages, it will just get worse and worse and worse. It doesn't get better. It doesn't go away. I laugh at some people who, okay, they'll admit, well, yeah, Kennedy was bumped off by the government. Okay, but that was decades ago, and things have changed now. Are you kidding me? Do you honestly think that if things got so bad in the 60s that the government was popping off our president, that they're now going to have reformed their ways? What would have facilitated that? Corruption doesn't reform without outright revolution, or at least, you know, I'm not talking violent revolution. There's different forms of revolution, but revolution nonetheless, without the people standing up and making it clear, sending that message, hopefully through peaceful means. But, you know, I think we're almost reaching a point where it's not even going to happen through peaceful means anymore. I hope that's not the case. I certainly don't want to see that. But, you know, we continue to be apathetic. That's going to be the only route we're going to have to, you know, the only recourse we're going to have before too long. Scary stuff. Anyway, continuing on here. Several U.S. presidents, guys, such as Nixon and Clinton, have capitalized on this fear of the IRS to intimidate and silence political opposition. This is one of their favorite ways to shut people up. They'll send, they'll sic their little attack dogs on you with the IRS. Have you audited, and whether or not there's anything there to, you know, to nab you on. And the truth is, how could they have anything to nab you on? You don't owe the flipping tax in the first place. But, you know, even if you're complying with their rules, their phony rules, they'll still come after you. They'll make crap up. They do it all the time. I had some friends that were victim of this. It's absolutely unbelievable. They destroy you. And it doesn't matter how much you comply with them, how much you can show that, you know, your paperwork is by the book. You know, if they want to take you down for whatever reason, they're going to do it, guys. They do it all the time. The January 25th, 1997 edition of the Technopolitics, the TV news magazine of the Public Broadcasting Service, reported that the IRS was, quote, aggressively auditing conservative public policy groups who oppose the Clinton administration and its policies. So there you go. Using the IRS to silence opposition. This administration does that as well. Of course, they all have done it. In such cases as this, again, it doesn't matter that there is no evidence of, quote, tax evasion. When the IRS wants to target someone, it simply makes up false evidence, false records, just to entrap the, quote, troublemaking target. But the IRS, guys, truth be told, is also afraid of us. Afraid of us finding out the truth about the income tax. As a case in point, in section 5221 of the Internal Revenue Manual, titled Returns Compliance Programs, we find this very interesting warning for IRS agents. It states, quote, some techniques of tax collecting, that is, can be used only in connection with a full-scale program due to the nature of the tax situation and the need to avoid unnecessary taxpayer reaction. It's warning them, be cautious. Exercise extreme caution on certain occasions in order to avoid unnecessary taxpayer reaction. In other words, if it's someone who absolutely knows the law and knows their rights, you don't be too aggressive, because they can expose us, and we certainly don't want that. We don't want to be put under the microscope. We want to just engage in fear with the Gestapo. But if these people are onto us and know how to counteract us by knowing their rights, you know, be cautious, it's saying. They obviously have something to hide, guys. They know that what they're perpetrating here is a complete fraud. foreseeing the dangers of the passage of the 16th Amendment and how it would be misused and abused to enforce an income tax eventually on individual citizens. It didn't start with individual citizens at first, of course. You see how they work. It's always gradual, incrementalism, step by step. The income tax was first only imposed on, you know, businesses, small businesses. Not the big ones, of course, because, you know, they created this thing. It was never intended for them, just small businesses and individual citizens. But now we've reached a point where, you know, almost no business pays income. It's only citizens. That didn't start till World War II era, you know, with the victory tax. But anyway, foreseeing the danger that would arise from the 16th Amendment, Richard E. Byrd, Speaker of the Virginia House of Delegates, voiced the following prophetic words of concern and warning and opposition. Here's what he said. This amendment will extend the federal power so as to reach the citizen in the ordinary business of life. A hand from Washington will be stretched out and placed upon every man's business. The eye of a federal inspector will be in every man's counting house. The law will, of necessity, have inquisitorial features. It'll provide penalties. It will create a complicated machinery. Under it, businessmen will be hauled into courts distant from their homes. Heavy fines will be imposed by distant and unfamiliar tribunals that will constantly menace the taxpayer. And this quote continues. I'll finish when we get back, guys. Stick with us.
Attention, this is an RBN financial news bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your two-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online, hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
Gasoline prices are out of control. Are you tired of giving your hard-earned dollars to the major oil companies? Did you know that the oil companies have developed special products to increase mileage in their own vehicles? Very few customers even know such products exist. SFR has obtained this technology that is backed by testing the oil companies have run. Yet they don't want you to know about them. This product is made right here in the United States and is not a typical gas treatment found at your local store. SFR lasts up to 6 months. SFR works so well that it even improves mileage on new cars. SFR recently ran this ad, and the response from all over the U.S. was so incredibly strong that we're allowing listeners to receive a free bottle when one is purchased at our regular price of $9.99. If you're not completely delighted with the savings, we'll refund the purchase price and shipping. Share the oil company's secret and get SFR now. Call 888-USE-SFR-1. That's 888-873-7371 today.
Hey, guys. Tired of playing foolish games here. So we're going to keep exposing these foolish games. Let me go on with this quote. Again, this is a warning given before Congress just prior to the passage of the Federal Reserve Act. He went on to say, an army of federal inspectors, spies, and detectives will descend. They will compel men of business to show their books and disclose secrets of their affairs. They will dictate forms of bookkeeping. They will require statements and affidavits. when the federal government gets a stranglehold on the individual businessmen, state lines will exist nowhere but on the maps. Its agents will everywhere supervise the commercial life of the states. And here we are. Everything warned about in that quote has since come to pass. It's only natural. That's just what it was intended to do, guys. Take control of every aspect of your life. You can't make a flipping dime. You can't have your kid sell lemonade at the corner without them wanting to get their fingers in it. I mean, I'm not kidding. They've gone after, they actually have arrested kids selling lemonade because of tax violations. How about this? You take a kid to the ballpark, he catches the baseball, and right there before you leave, there's IRS agents grabbing your kid and the ball and telling you to pay up. They estimate its value at, say, $100,000. They want you to pay up, you know, $27,000 or whatever the heck it is, $33,000. And if you don't have the money right there on the spot, they confiscate the ball. Unfreaking believable. But it happens all the time. Now tell me that's not an outrageous and scandalous, ridiculous. Oh, it's so disgusting. Even if the income tax was legitimate, how dare they go after young kids who catch a baseball at a ball game? This isn't the United States anymore, kids, in case you haven't noticed. We are in a communist slash fascist slash socialist dictatorship. And you can owe it all to the Federal Reserve and their little graduating income tax, because that's what's made it all possible. You wouldn't have any of this stuff going on except for those two little pillars that they put in place almost 100 years ago. And there's still a great many Americans that are absolutely in denial and have no idea what the Federal Reserve is, who runs it, and that the income tax is is complete extortion, totally illegal. There have actually been many IRS employees, guys, over the years who have woken up to this reality, found out that the income tax is illegal, and consequently left their job with the agency. One such person, you may have heard of him, was Joe Bannister. On March 26, 1999, WorldNet Daily reported on his awakening experience in an article called IRS Special Agent Challenges System, which stated, and I quote, the Internal Revenue Service is everything the so-called tax protesters said it was, non-responsive, unable to withstand scrutiny, tyrannical, and oblivious to the rule of law and the U.S. Constitution. All right, WorldNet Daily. They shined on this one. And there's a couple more paragraphs to that. I'll finish it up when we get back, guys. We're going to go to another short break. Stick with us. We'll be exposing the IRS fraud and their phony income tax some more when we get back.
With recent internet.